5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Yes, I'm not going to give name. Whereabouts? Do that. Angola. In Indiana. My mother moved into this house and my son was just born and he was 3 months old. While she moved into this house, I had to help her move her stuff out of the country into town. And I let her watch my son for the first time. And when I came, he has mittens, you know how you put the socks. First child, you go overboard with everything, and I kept mittens on his hands so he wouldn't scratch his face up and stuff like that with his, you know, fingers and nails. And he still had the mittens on his hands. When I got there, my mom was outside, and it was late. Not late, but, you know, getting dusk, it's getting more towards dark. And I told her, I was like, Mom, what are you doing? And she's like, I can't get him to stop crying. She goes, I walk up and down the sidewalk. He's fine. She goes, but as soon as I start heading up onto the porch and into the house, he starts crying. We didn't think nothing of it. And he had a scratch across his face. And I was like, how did he get a scratch across his face? He's got mittens on his hand. She's like, I don't know. Didn't think nothing of it. Time went on. My brother was a teenager, and he would, you know, hang out with his friends and sleep all day in the summertime. And he said he woke up one morning and threw the blankets off of his head because the sun was shining in through the window onto his bed where he's laying with his blankets over his head. And he started to get really hot. So he threw the blankets off his head. And right as he threw his blankets off his head, Mom's room is joined to his room. He got to exit out of her room to go into his room to go downstairs. And he said this huge cloud of smoke came right out of her room and flew into his room and down to the stairs. He said it was like a huge black cloud of smoke. And then my brother Trenton, for some reason, decided to mess around with a book to try to cast a spell for money. And it was just that. That's all he was trying to do. And he did it downstairs in the basement. And nothing happened. You know, he still got to work hard to make a living in the world. But that's going to pop up later in the story. But my mom would have issues with the kitchen window. No matter what she would try to do, sticking it, whatever, it would keep opening up the kitchen window. And at night, she'd want the window closed because, you know, he's worried about people breaking into the house and stuff like that. She would keep closing the window, and she'd wake up, and it'd be open. So she'd close it, and she'd stick in it, and it just kept doing it. Like, it persistently wanted the window open, and it always kept it open. Weird stuff started happening. There's, like, so much stuff. It was so long ago. It was probably about 15 years ago. My mom's friend moved in, and she has two teenage boys. And she had to work two jobs because, you know, she's trying to keep a roof over their head and food in their bellies and stuff. And her oldest was out, you know, running around with his friends, and the youngest was home. And he called his mom one night, and he told her, he's like, "Mom, they want me to kill myself." And she thought it was her older son and his friends picking on, you know, the baby brother. So she was like, "Put your brother on the phone." And he's like, "Mom, it's not, you know, him. It's the things in the house." He's like, "It's these spirits in the house." And it freaked her out a little bit. And she didn't think, you know, much about it. She just assumed, you know, maybe he's, you know, got an imaginary friend. He's too old for an imaginary friend. But she still, you know, scratched her head at it, not thinking what to do or what, you know. So he ended up, he said one time they were sitting in the living room and the mom come walking in from the kitchen into the dining room. It's a really old house, like it, where they have the separate rooms and you can pull the doors shut and stuff like that. And he was sitting there in the living room and she walked in there to ask him a question. And these vents were like huge vents. They're not like vents they have nowadays. They're like the size of a fucking small TV. You know, they're huge vents, metal vents. And he, while she was standing there talking to him, he said that he could see something coming out of the vent, and it was trying to, like, penetrate her or something, like, form around her, just something. It was trying to enter into her field, into her, you know, her domain, whatever you want to call it, and it couldn't. It was like she, and he said it looked like she had, like a protection bubble around her or something, because it couldn't penetrate her, sneaking up from the basement, because that vent like went straight downstairs, but it couldn't penetrate her. So as it tried to slowly seep out of this vent and try to surround her, and it wasn't working, it slowly just, you know, dissipated back into the vent, disappearing. And he's like, "Mom," and, you know, he told her about it. Well, there's so much stuff kept happening, you know, in this house. So she had a psychic come in and, you know, kind of do stuff. There was a guy upstairs in the closet that hung himself in that closet. That's what this guy said, that he, and this is the weird part about the book and my brother. He also was downstairs in the basement. He said there's a lot of portals downstairs in the basement. And he said, but there's one portal that was recently opened, and he needed the book that my brother used. And Tammy called me, and she was like, "Do you know anything about this?" And I was like, "Oh, my gosh." I was, you know, Tammy doesn't know this. This guy doesn't know this stuff. I know this. My brother Trenton knows this. Travis knows this. But nobody else knows this. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird that this guy knew this, and he's never even met us before. So I had to get that book and give it to her so they could close that portal. But as this man was sitting here walking around telling her, you know, all this stuff that's in the house, kind of floored by it, you know, like she could sense the stuff, but not to the intensity that this guy could. I don't know if he did it right, though, because
like when my mom was living there, she would literally lay in bed at night and she'd watch all these little orbs sit and play and chase each other in the corner and, you know, like be all playful and stuff. And she said that there'd be this black cloud, which I think that's what my brother saw, in the corner of her room. And every time it poofed up, the orbs would stop playing. And then when, like, the cloud would settle back down, or not settle back down, but, you know, not be all poofy, like it was almost like yelling at him, like, knock it off, you know, like a parent does to a kid that's driving you crazy. She said she'd sit and watch his thing, and as soon as it would calm down, the little orbs would start playing again, and then it'd get all fucking poofy again, and then they would sit still like they were scared. And, so... Sorry, I got jumped around. Like, it's gonna, the myth that stuff's gonna come to me as it comes, you know, as I'm telling the story, because it's been so long. But, the guy closed the portal, supposedly. Tammy lived in the house. She ended up taking off and taking her kids and moving out because there was still activity going on in the house. The weird part of it is that I was out working one day and I stopped. I saw this guy out on the front porch of the house because I'm always driving by it, you know, tons of curiosity. Because even I didn't like it. When you walked into it, there was just something not right about it. You know what I'm saying? The vibration was off. It was just like almost like the place vibrated or something. But she moved out. This guy moved in. And as I was driving by, I saw him on the front porch messing with the kerosene heater. And I stopped and I was just, you know, small chit-chatting, you know, hey, Al, what's it like living here? My mom lived here. And I just wanted to see what he would say without me, you know, starting up a woo conversation and get the ball rolling. I wanted him to, you know, start the conversation. And he told me his little kid kept poking his head out the door and peeking it back in. And it was cold outside. This little kid would not stay inside. He wanted to stay right there in the door frame of the front door and, you know, like be outside. But his dad was kept yelling him, get back in. But he wouldn't stop. Like, he wanted to be outside. And I kept seeing him and I was like, hello, you know, how you doing? And he'd go back in the house and shut the door and then open it back up and step back outside. And, you know, being all bashful, you know what kids do sometimes. And he said, my son keeps seeing these dogs. And I was like, dogs? And he goes, yeah, and we don't have dogs. He said, first he called them cows. And I was like, cows? And he's like, yeah, and he's seeing these cows in the house, so he's kind of scared to stay inside the house because he keeps seeing these cows, you know, cow dogs. And I looked at him, and I was like, well, that's kind of weird. I was like, my mom lives here, and she never, you know, said nothing like that. And he goes, he sees a lot of stuff in this house. He's really scared to be by himself. He's like, I'm getting stressed out because he won't leave my side. Like, I can't do nothing. He will not leave my side. He's scared of that to go anywhere in this house. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And I started telling him, I was like, well, my mom, she's had a lot of spiritual experiences in here. And then her friend moved in and her and her kids had lots of, you know, spiritual experiences and stuff like that. And I was like, it's just really weird. And when that woman had that guy, when Tammy brought that guy over to do a reading in the house, he told her that this house, the one that they were living in, and the house right next door are connected, but they're connected underground. There used to be a tunnel that the two houses were connected. And he said that the tunnel's been bulldozed, but the houses are still connected. Well, what's really weird is that after this guy tells me all this stuff, you know, that his son's seeing stuff like that, I went and talked to somebody and they said that those were considered hellhounds. What the boy was seeing were huge dogs, and they were there, I guess, supposedly considered hellhounds. I guess the portal to this house is not, it cannot be closed because that psychic, I think he did what he could, but he couldn't do everything that he could. And he ended up, just doing what he could. But what's really weird is that I drove by, it's probably been a year after I talked to this guy, and the two houses that psychic man come in and said that they were connected, whoever, I don't know what possessed them, it had to be someone living in the house being coaxed by the spirits of the house, but they literally
combined the two houses. They literally built a huge house in between and combined that two houses that the psychic said that they were spiritually connected. And I thought it was really weird. Before the houses were connected, they were both abandoned after that guy moved out. The one next door had always been abandoned when my mom was living there, when Sammy was living there. And but the two houses were combined. And I thought it was really weird. And I wandered inside this house, the one next door, because it had been busted into and it had been empty for so long that people were breaking into it and stuff like that. So I went into the house and it just, I don't know. It could have just been because it was all beat up and creepy looking and stuff like that, but just something wasn't sitting right with it. But I had to call and tell you guys about these two houses. It's over by a school in Angola, Indiana, called Henry Park. But I just thought it was really weird that here it was, you know, a year or two later, and the psychic said that they were connected. And then they turn around, and whoever... I swear they had to be, you know, like moved by the spirits in that house to combine them two houses. Cause who else is going to buy these two really old, beat up, junked up houses and then spend the money to combine them? I don't know. It's just something. And every time I drive by there, it just keeps blowing my mind that they combined them.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.